This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I want you, brothers and sisters, to imagine the situation of a full-time employee. And this employee is responsible for financing his mother, his father, his children, and others. This full-time employee does not have any other source of income. And on top of that, he has debts that are outstanding. People are requiring from him their money. You with me? And then what happens? His employer turns around on one miserable day and says to him, "My brother, I am sorry to tell you, we no longer need you as part of the team. And we intend to make you redundant, and you have one more month remaining with us." Meaning, 30 or so days from that time, he is going to have no more income coming in to supply his family and to pay off his people who are requesting him for money. How will this person behave, honestly speaking, and let's be transparent here. How will this person behave? Do you think that person will be able to sleep well that evening? Will he be seen wasting any time or wasting any money? Or would that person be tossing from side to side on his bed that night and running around frantically from person to person, from business to business, from opportunity to opportunity? Even if it costs him his health and his time and his tears and his sweats, he will do so much just to ensure that by the time that month elapses, he has a source of income so that he can feed his family. Agreed? This, brothers and sisters, is how you and I behave when our worldly interests are threatened. When there is a fear that your continual source of money is going to come to a stop. We panic and we do so much when our livelihoods are threatened or the livelihoods of our families. And that's why in Japan at this moment in time, this was an article published by the BBC not too long ago saying that the rate of suicide amidst the elderly in Japan is phenomenal. The elderly, not the youth, like we have here as an issue in Europe and the West at large. The elderly. How come? Because you see, the financial system pays out to the families of suicide victims in Japan. And so these poor elderly grandmothers and grandfathers, they find no better way to secure the financial future of their children and their children's children, whom they are worried about, other than to take away their own lives. What does that mean? It means this is how we behave as human beings when our dunya, when our worldly affairs are under threat. Now I ask you, dear brother, dear sister, how then should our concern be as Muslims who believe in an eternity in paradise or hell? How should our concern be and our eagerness and our enthusiasm that when we die, our deeds don't stop? But something is still coming into the grave. Something is still building the hereafter. And you and I have been put on notice as well, just like the man in the analogy. We've been put on notice. We were told, "Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut," every soul shall die. You and I have been put on notice. We're going to be made redundant very soon, and redundancy is death. And that is when people will divide into two camps: people whose deeds die with them, and people who are not affected in the least by their departure from this world. Because they had left behind them a project, a strategy. They were active Muslims. And so there are good deeds feeding into their grave, and enhancing their life and making their Jannah even more beautiful even after they have died. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, he speaks about this in his book Tariq al-Hijratin. He says, وَيَا لَهَا مِن مَنْقَبَةٍ مَا أَجَلَّهَا مِن مَنْقَبَةٍ وَيَا لَهَا مِن مَرْتَبَةٍ مَا أَسْنَاهَا مِن مَرْتَبَةٍ أَنْ يَكُونَ الرَّجُلُ مَشْغُولًا ببعض أشغاله في هذه الحياة الدنيا أو قد وسد التراب قد صار أشلاء ممزقة والحسنات تهدى إليه من كل ناحية. He says, what a high status it is and what a beautiful lofty position it is when somebody who could be busy in the life of this world doing certain worldly activities, or he may have even died, but despite that, good deeds are being gifted to him from so many different avenues. He says, تِلْكَ وَاللَّهِ هِيَ الْمَكَارِمُ وَالْمَغَارِمُ. تِلْكَ وَاللَّهِ هِيَ الْغَنَائِمُ وَالْمَكَارِمُ. He said, this is what it means. This is what gains means. This is what booty means. This is what success means. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. And this is what the competitors should compete in. So ask yourself, dear brother, dear sister, bearing in mind my PhD, somebody may say, my master's, my degree, bearing in mind the fact that I don't have GCSEs, bearing in mind that I'm a male or a female, bearing in mind my love for management, bearing in mind my love for sports, bearing in mind my literacy or my illiteracy, what is my strategy for the hereafter? What is the project that is personal to me? What are the talents that I have that I need to do something about now before the day I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Really ask yourself this question, brothers and sisters, as a matter of urgency, and nobody is exempt. And the fact that today we speak so many languages and we discuss in so many dialects, on the day of judgment, there will be no language that is recognized and no dialect that is used and no currency between us other than the language and the dialect and the currency of good deeds and sins. That's the conversation on that day.